Some of the topics we learned about today include a discussion of the halacha regarding animals that are jointly owned by a Jew and a non-Jew. May they be slaughtered on Yom Tov? Similar discussions regarding dough belonging jointly to a Jew and non-Jew, or dough that is designated partially for animal fodder and partly for human consumption, may be baked on Yom Tov. A mishnah discussing the halachas of insulating hot water on Yom Tov for Shabbos, when is it permissible and when is it forbidden. Another mishnah stating three halachas in which Rabbi Gamliel acted stringently like Beis Shammai. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include Isas Klavim. As explained in the Mishnah Challah, is a type of bread that is made with more of the chaff than it is usually used for people, and is usually prepared for animal fodder. In some cases, depending on how this is prepared, the Isas Klavim could be consumed by people, and in that case, it will have the complete status of bread for all halachic purposes. Challah. When a person makes dough from one of the five mini dagan, species of grain, wheat, barley, oats, rye, or spelt, he must separate a small portion which must be given to the kohen before he's allowed to eat from the dough. This portion is called challah. Like truma, challah may be eaten by kahanim and their families only while they are tar. From the Torah, challah applies only in Eretz Yisrael. However, there is a mitzvah in the Rabbanan to separate challah even the chutz laretz. Eruv Chatzeres. Even though according to the Torah, several private houses opening up into a common courtyard may carry from one to another through the common courtyard, a gzeirah was instituted that forbids this, unless an Erev Chatzeres is prepared. The Erev Chatzeres is accomplished by having all of the dwellers participate in the purchase of a loaf of bread, which is then kept in one of the houses. This allows all residents who share this courtyard to then carry from one house to another on Shabbos. Graf Shel Rei. The Chum enacted a prohibition of muktzah against handling certain types of objects on Shabbos. However, when an item of muktzah that is very repulsive is resting in a place where people would like to sit, the Chum permitted the item to be removed due to the honor of Shabbos. An example of this would be a pan of waste matter, otherwise known as a grav shorei. Tzarech erchol nefesh. A Yom Tov is permitted to prepare food for eating, as is stated in the pasuk, Ach es yochel l'chol nefesh hu levada yosel l'chem.